Good morning and welcome to CrossLink Radio, where we talk about health from the eye teeth on down. My name is Shirley Kutkowski, and I am bringing you more and more information that you can use for your overall health that involves the oral cavity as well. It's my contention that a lot of health shows don't offer a lot of help in the area of oral health, which, well, let's face it, everything goes through the mouth in order to get through the rest of the system. So one of the things that happened last year while I was preparing for a number of topics on CrossLink Radio, it occurred to me, or it became obvious to me, that curcumin and turmeric, I'll still be using those terms a little bit interchangeably, was an imperative part of health in general and oral health as well. There were studies that looked at curcumin, the active component, the active molecule, currently the active molecule in turmeric, and with respect to periodontal infections, and they were showing that the turmeric, i.e. curcumin, was able to reduce the formation of oral biofilm. So I looked all over for someone to talk to me, an expert, about turmeric. And I couldn't find anybody. All I found were recipes on turmeric. And this year, a few months ago, I started looking for information on curcumin, which is just that small molecule. And I stumbled across a very interesting and important figure in curcumin / turmeric studies, and that is Bhagwal Agarwal. And he has a pretty good resume, pretty high potent resume. And we launched his first interview, April 23rd. And we had left off with some very intriguing information about the benefits of curcumin. Dr. Agarwal now works at the MD Anderson Cancer Hospital down in Houston, and he works almost exclusively with curcumin with respect to oral cancer. Almost exclusively with cancer, period. And when we left last time, he had just commented that he has yet to find a cancer that curcumin can't handle. So that's where we're going to pick up with today, and I hope you enjoy this episode as well. Please share it with your friends, and don't forget to let me know how much you like it or don't, and if you would like to be interviewed, or if you have something that you'd like to say, let me know, and maybe we can schedule something and others would be as interested. So here is Dr. Agarwal.
And turmeric or curcumin is very integral part of it. I have yet to find an answer that curcumin cannot kill. I challenge you.
So how would someone use curcumin if they felt they were at risk for a cancer? Recent studies are exploring the idea that everybody over 35 has cancers that haven't maybe manifested themselves yet. What should a person do aside, along with the lifestyle changes with respect to curcumin? Is it okay to have curry once a week, or what's the recommendation?
Not once a week, believe me or not. Where I come from, every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It is just a matter of how you use it.
I saw a video on how to make turmeric milk, and my stomach just turned with that. And I was like, who would drink that? If you have it at every meal.
You know McCormick. Have you heard of McCormick?
Yes, McCormick, the spice company.
Yeah. So, and that is very close to where you are, right? And that is there in Washington, D.C. Okay? I was sitting with this guy, Paul McCormick. I was on the advisory board. So I was having a dinner with him. I said, Paul, that You are the largest spice maker in the world, yet the only thing on the table is salt and pepper. You know, where is the rest? He gave a big smile. And he said, I have to tell you a story. What is that? Story is that on the average, American people buy the spice rack. They have a spice rack which costs $25. They take it home, decorate their kitchen, and 2 years later, they buy a new one. And why they buy a new one? Because the old one got dirty, not because they used it. You see? So point of the matter is that American people, even though Christopher Columbus discovered America, you know, with the hope of finding spices, and even as of today, you know, people really don't know how to put spices in everyday life. And that is a very, very big problem. And I'm giving classes now, even MD Anderson and outside, for people how to cook with spices. And spices, whenever people think, they think it is hot. No, no. Only capsaicin is hot. Nothing else is hot. Everything else is a flavoring agent. Like cloves. Cloves is not hot. Cinnamon is not hot.
Right.
You know? And turmeric is not hot. You know? So point of the matter is, but they have a lot of medicinal value. You know? So, but you have to know how to, you know, make it palatable. And that is number one, palatable. You know, and without that, there's no way you can take it. No way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I was in Würzburg, you know, they brought me a chili omelet. And I was kept on looking for the chili. And, you know, there were three circles. There was a white circle, there was a yellow circle, and there was a red circle. A red circle in the middle, just like that Indian woman wear that little mark on their forehead, that was the chili.
Yeah.
You know? So point of the matter is people don't know. It's very, very, it's not that hard. Simply,
so
they have to follow.
Could that also be why a lot of people are suddenly using I don't even know the name of it, well, hot sauce kind of a thing. Is that
capsaicin is used as anesthesia in the olden days. And that is the only component of all the spices which is hot. And if
so, capsaicin is the only hot spice. So
right.
With people with oral conditions, burning mouth syndrome particularly, they often recommend capsaicin suckers to help reduce the pain from that burning mouth. So they're using it topically that way. Kind of what you mean?
They can use cloves. I use the clove for the same thing.
Really? Okay.
You know, and the clove oil was used at one time for the pain in the teeth and all that, wasn't it? Maybe they are still using it, dentist.
Yeah, oil of clove is still, you can smell it every now and then. They don't use it as much anymore in dentistry, but it's still used.
See, I was, I don't want to think about it. 30 years ago when I went to the dentist for the first time, and that's what he was using.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't smell good, and it keeps a lot of people away from the office. So I think they were looking for other things to use that weren't so potently aromatic.
See, I just put, I don't even go for clove oil. I have kept clove seeds, you know, the whole cloves.
Mm-hmm.
And you just put your seed in your mouth, you know, and that's it. You know, and that's enough to take care of the pain.
Wow.
You know? I have done this several times, experimented on myself. Not on rat and mice.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so let's finish up with these last couple things here with turmeric. And its effect on biofilm, that's a real pet for me too. And I've seen a couple of oral studies anyway for oral health that it interferes with biofilm, and in particular it acts on a couple of different pathogens. So I know that it does reduce the biofilm on the teeth. Have there been any studies or any movement towards using it as part of wound care, like on your arm or your leg or wounds in nursing homes?
It is interesting you said that. Because me growing up in India, if you get hurt, no matter which part of India you are from, the first thing your mother will apply on the wound is turmeric. First thing.
Really?
And Johnson & Johnson already made a Band-Aid with turmeric in it.
They did.
Okay. They did. And I can send you a picture of it. You know?
So, that'd be great.
So that goes out to show you that there are more than 200 studies on curcumin as a wound healer. More than 200. So much so, I'm talking about right now making a Band-Aid for people who undergo surgery. You know, you just mm-hmm. cover that whole thing with the Band-Aid and a person recovers within no time.
So it stimulates, not only does it get rid of the pathogens, does it also stimulate the healing?
Exactly. 100%.
Okay.
100%. 100%.
So for people who are undergoing a surgical procedure, would it be beneficial for them to include turmeric capsules before, like a week before they went in for the surgery?
Absolutely.
Will it do anything like increase bleeding or anything like that?
I'm sending you the pictures of the Band-Aid made by Johnson & Johnson.
Okay.
So that you know.
So, but it doesn't increase bleeding. I don't remember seeing anything about bleeding in turmeric or curcumin.
It prevents bleeding. Yeah. So that is very, very well established.
That's good, because I know that...
The first thing your mother will apply if you get hurt is curcumin.
Mm-hmm.
First thing. And it is a part of the SOP.
Nice.
And,
wow,
and it also...
It goes on and on, doesn't it?
Oh, I can go on and on and on, and you know, it will never stop. Because...
I was reading...
Yeah,
the other day about curcumin and sinus infections and using it as part of a nasal spray. I think they mixed it with just a regular saline solution, and it disengaged the pathogens and it inactivated some, if I remember. So that's part of my whole thing with oral health. The sinus infection bacteria also will create an oral infection, and that will manifest itself in periodontal disease and in dental decay. So part of getting rid of your cavities includes kind of getting rid of or keeping things moving through your sinuses. So turmeric in that way would also be very effective. Does it smell bad? When you do it that way, do you know, or can you taste the turmeric as it's going down your throat, or?
Oh, you know, this guy, there is a company called Thera Value, I mean Therapeutic Value. What they have done, they have made a gummy candy out of curcumin, and they are using it to prevent alcohol-induced hangover. In Japan.
What kind of hangover?
Alcohol-induced hangover. So you take one candy before you drink alcohol, now you don't have a hangover. And you can go on their website, Thera Value. And
T-H-E-T-A?
Yeah, Therapeutic Value. Thera Value.
Okay.
You know? And it tastes fantastic. I mean, the guy brought me some samples. It is unbelievable. And that's another thing that I keep dreaming. someday I would like to bring it here. You know, it tastes really, really good. And then there is a company in Boston, and they call it Sona. Sona means gold, because curcumin is a gold color.
Okay.
And they made a gummy candy also. And they are selling it in the whole Boston area. And I can connect you with them, you know. And
they use, is that another hangover cure?
No. Here they are using for all other things, for oral diseases, you name it. In fact, there is a woman in Boston who is a physician. She's doing the clinical trial for oral diseases. And I can connect you with that woman.
I would love that, yeah. You've connected me with the Milwaukee ladies, but I didn't see an email about the Boston.
Yeah. So Boston lady, she's a physician. Okay. And so you talk to her for oral diseases, and you talk to her about the product that she has. Okay. And
I will.
She's right now in the process of getting approval from the FDA. You know. So you can imagine. And you go on the website of Thera Values, and I can connect you with that guy also if you like. And you see.
I'm open to any of that, because this is a big story, and it's right up there with the things that I like to be associated with, and that is these cutting-edge kind of beyond-the-box kind of ideas and products. What's happening is that the big companies are going into the lab and they're trying to recreate some of this stuff, and they're not, they're using an old method or an old school idea, and we have people now who are wondering if all of these traditional medicines and stuff are really going to be that helpful. So they're looking for alternatives. You know, as an example, people are all of a sudden all talking about rinsing with or swishing coconut oil in their mouth for 20 minutes in order to reduce their oral biofilm. And all the hygienists I know discount it immediately, and they say, why would somebody swish with something for 20 minutes when they just have to brush their teeth for two? And it's because people don't want the fluoride. They don't want the foaming agents that are in the toothpaste. They don't want all those ingredients. They're looking for something simple and natural. And they're finding benefits from doing it that way. And I think that we in the industry, in the dental industry, are pretty sad if we're not opening our eyes to these other methods that are going to be more palatable for our patients.
I can tell you, this Sona that I told you about,
mm-hmm.
I'm having it right now as we speak. And you have to try to believe it, that how good it is.
Okay.
You know, and you can take it whenever you feel like it is only good for you. You know.
I'm going to go and get myself some as soon as we're done with our little talk here.
And I connected you with this woman who sells this Sona in the Boston area. It may be available in New York also.
Great.
And then I can also connect you with this guy from Japan who has this curcumin as a candy for alcohol-induced hangover.
That'd be awesome.
It's unbelievable.
Even people, especially people who don't drink, they get hangovers pretty bad on the days that they do have a few drinks.
Exactly. You know?
So would that work? Would that work doubly well for people who are who are using red wine as an anti-inflammatory agent, and for the health benefits? And then they should take one of these gummy candies first to get your turmeric, and then get your red wine.
Think about it. See, here they have even a link, and they are showing even this is unbelievable link. This is from Boston. I'm telling you. See, I had not even explored it. I'm on their advisory board. I should know all this, but I didn't even know this.
Yeah, the advisory board members, I don't know. I'm on a couple advisory boards myself, and I don't know anything that's going on. You have to go and ask.
But I just give advice, you know. I don't see what they are on the media. And they have a lot in the media here going.
So it's S-O-N-A?
S-O-N-A. I send you the link. And I connected you with the woman who is their chief scientific officer.
Okay. And I will make sure that the link to the websites are available in the show notes for this podcast.
And people can patent. There are a lot of patents that have been filed, you know, all kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Make money.
Well, money's a good thing, and there is money to be made in alternative healthcare things. So I guess that should be our last question here today. Should be talking about products and the lack of oversight, or who does the oversight in the natural health products category. The FDA is supposed to make it safe for us to take our drugs, which we can laugh or not. Depends on what side you're on at the moment. You either have to laugh or cry. But in our health food stores and in the supplement industry, who is doing the oversight, and can you be really assured that you're getting what it says you're getting on the label?
That's a very, very important question. Very, very important question. But I don't have a good answer. Because
okay.
People who are going to be cheat, they're always going to be cheat, right?
Right.
So somebody has to control them. So they need some kind of, policeman. And but as such, these things are so cheap, so dirt cheap. I don't know why somebody
mm-hmm.
want to, you know, cheat on this one also. I can't imagine. But again, I can never be sure because there are a lot of cheats out there, you know. I mean, it is a $20.
Should there be an oversight?
$20
if there is an oversighting, go ahead.
$20 a kilo when I started to work on curcumin. And now it is at $200 a kilo. Still it is peanuts. I mean, you are going to hurt somebody just for peanuts?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But there are people who do that.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So I cannot be sure. You know, so
would it add an extreme amount of expense to have some kind of an oversight situation?
Yeah, I think that we need a ways to kind of regulate it. But, you know, more bureaucracy you create, more difficult you make it for people. So you don't want to do that
right, either.
You know, and then it adds to the cost, you know, because people
have
to
right.
go through.
Well, you know, it might be $200 a kilo for the curcumin, but when you're getting tablets or when you're getting capsules, it's not cheap either.
Yeah,
so,
you are right, but that's a greed. There's no end to the greed.
Mm-hmm.
There's no end to the greed. You know, so what can you do about that, you know?
Well, you
so
could
you
just go and get yourself a kilo, right, and just put it into capsules yourself or just take a teaspoon. I mean, there are cheap ways around things like that.
Or you can go to a grocery store and just pick up that ginger, you know, turmeric ginger, and,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. That will do it too.
And there you go, yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been enlightening and delightful, and I'm so happy I stumbled across your website on Kirkman. What was it, curcumin.org? Is that what it was?
Yeah, curcuminresearch.org.
Okay. So this is just the beginning of this curcumin story in health and in oral health, and I appreciate the time that you spent with me today and the other day. It was fun getting to know you, and I hope our paths cross a couple more times. That'd be fun.
All the best. All the best. Talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So there we go. We know more about curcumin than ever before, and we are in a position to be using curcumin in our daily life as a spice or topically in wound care or in your oral health care products. And you can make it cheap and you can make it expensive. It's up to you. So that's it for CrossLink Radio today. Have a great one, and we'll talk to you next time.
You're listening to CrossLink Radio with host Shirley Gutkowski. If you enjoy the content and point of view, please leave a favorable review on Stitcher, iTunes, or Blog Talk Radio. To have Shirley be your personal oral health coach, you can reach out to her via email